There's a law now. You know, Big Fatty might
there's
be
a
breaking
law.
Because I think there's a law for television that they cannot make commercials louder than the surrounding content.
So you think that Fatty is now
breaking a law.
He may be breaking the law by being too loud.
He could be.
That's an interest. I have not thought of
maybe.
That. I had not thought of that. That's I wonder if you can buy insurance for that. That's
I don't know.
Maybe I could use this as a leverage to get him to, you know, hashtag free the calls. That, you know, maybe because he keeps saying, I don't have your phone calls, but he does. Anyway, there you go. That was just a little helpful advice from us to our older listeners who may also be content producers.
I think your phone calls have been held hostage.
They are. They're being held like they're in Oregon right now. They're asking for food.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He may be breaking the law by being too loud.
He could be.
Rabbit, rabbit.
Yes!
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2134 of the BFO for right. The 1st of April 2016, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to finish telling you about the trip to northern Mexico. Hello, flower bringers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. Y'all, today it's the 1st. It's the 1st of April. It's April Fool's Day. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, it's supposed to be pouring down rain here in Charleston. And you know what they say? No, Big Betty, what do they say? They say, April showers bring May flowers. Big Betty, they also say old people are crazy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's the first weekend in April, and y'all, we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is somebody that didn't listen to BFO, but trust me, his betrothed listens two or three times a day. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, it is on Sunday. Both of these are on Sunday the 3rd. Y'all, it is Moose P's hubby, Pooh. Big Betty Pooh. Pooh. Moose P's husband, Pooh. Oh, okay. And y'all, then our second. Our second celebration of exiting the birth canal is also on Sunday, and y'all, it's going to prove to be a very chaotic celebration. Y'all, I don't know why I'm so sleepy. Big Betty, I think we all know why, but you'll tell them later. But anyway, y'all, you know him from his little show, The Chaotic Ravings, and many of us met him out there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, it is none other than just one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. Y'all, it's Mags. Yes, Big Betty, we love Mags. And y'all, so if you see Pooh or Mags, or maybe even if you see Moose P, tell him to pass along to Pooh the wonderful wishes for a celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope that Moose P, instead of cake, I hope he makes Pooh a big old shaker of martinis or Moose P wine, and I hope Mags gets a big old piece of cake.
Ready for swimming or a dance?
When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. I'm sitting here. Okay. Y'all, I'm sitting here at the villa last night and had a message on one of the dating sites. And Herbert Crowdy, you know when you sent me your cellular telephonic device number? Well, that I lost that E letter. What's your number? And he goes, mine is OU812. Oh, bitch. Ready, vulgar. And y'all, this was a gentleman caller that used to come to the Fat Cave on a semi-regular basis, but he hadn't been, probably hadn't seen him in about a year and a half. Y'all, he was out and about doing a little shopping near Berg Herder in the villa. So, y'all, I invited him to come by, and y'all, we had a little tour of the villa, and then a little humpity bumpity, and y'all, it was just your big fatty was like a riding a bicycle. You just never forget how to do it, do you know? You just never forget how to do it. Yes, big fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all gonna finish telling you about the trip to northern Mexico today. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, on Saturday, we didn't have a whole lot planned for that day. So y'all, we just basically ate and had a little nip a nap and had some drinking. Granny had one request. He says, all I request is that we don't have Oriental foods. Because, y'all, we had had the Korean barbecue, and we had been to the noodle place, and we had been to the Vietnamese. So he's about Orientaled out. So, y'all, we went to a restaurant. Is kind of a steakhouse, kind of a pubish kind of place. But, y'all, they had delicious steaks, except for the turnip heads. His was his vegetables were cold, and his steak was overcooked. But, y'all, they made it right for him. Of course, we had all finished eating by the time he got his food. But, y'all, we had a lovely waiter, and He walked up to the table and he looked at the turnip head and he says, "I think y'all have been in here before." And y'all clearly, turnip head's reputation precedes him. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, the four of us sat there and undressed him. Big Betty, you did not with our eyes. And y'all, just delicious. And I think his name was we'll call him Sergey. I that's not what it is, but it's either Sergey or Scrotum. Betty, it is not. but y'all, we had a lovely supper, and then we went to. You know what we did that morning? We went to the market, the marketplace, and it's Canadian bacon, but it's called pea meal bacon, but it's Canadian bacon. We had a Canadian bacon sandwich, and we walked around, and Urban Guy T.O. got some bagels and some sort of lesbian tarts or something. I don't remember what it was. y'all, we just kind of walked around, and they had all kinds of different stalls where they were selling food and fresh meat and fish and vegetables and souvenirs and all. Y'all, it was quite the moment. Y'all, Granny ran into himself. We were getting ready to go around a corner, and there was an old woman laying on the ground with a cup in front of her, and we all said, "Granny, you need help getting up?" And he said, "No, I'm right here." so anyway, We did that, and we had our supper, and y'all, then we went to back to Urban Guy T.O.'s place again for some more cocktails, and Turniphead poured a little bit of Jack Daniels in a cup and brought Granny a little bowl with some ice cubes in it and a can of Coca-Cola and said, fix it yourself. And I don't blame him. Y'all, that surly coat check girl was there again. She was surlier. But Big Fatty, did you say soilier? No, that's Granny. Oh! Then we headed on back. I wanted to go back to the Steamworks, so Granny went back to the hotel. I think he watched the Ten Commandments or something like that on the TV machine. Hey, went in Toronto, watched the Ten Commandments. I don't know what it was. Y'all, I went back to the Steamworks, and y'all, there were more chicken boys in there that even the Faye driver would have enjoyed that a little bit more than I did, but I had a good time nonetheless, but I wasn't out as late that evening. And then on Sunday, y'all, we had brunch reservations at a restaurant, and y'all, we had to take the subway and the streetcar to get to it. And y'all, our server was one of the Turniphead's friends that lives in the same building as the Turniphead Studios. His name is Chris, and y'all, he's just as nice as he can be. And y'all, we had a lovely brofkas. Turniphead and I had the chicken and waffles. Granny wanted a hamburger and ended up with a pea meal. Y'all, he wanted a hamburger. I want a hamburger, and ended up with a pea meal bacon breakfast sandwich. You know, and then it was like, that's what I wanted. I said, well, that's not a hamburger, but anyway. Urban Guy T, I don't remember. He got some sort of eggs Benedict. Y'all, but his big eggs on his fatty. Don't be talking about his big eggs. We had some delicious cinnamon rolls and everything. And later on, Chris met us all back at we decided we wanted to go to Woody's, which is the other bar other than the Monk Eagle right there. And y'all, Woody's was the exterior of Woody's was supposedly the one of the bars in the queer as folk. So we went in there and had a cocktail and everything, and it was early. It was probably about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Then we went up back over to the Monk Eagle, had another cocktail over there. Y'all, they were having some sort of men in bicycle pants day, and y'all, they were walking around selling tickets, and the guy that was selling them, he had perky butt. We decided we were gonna go to Olympic Pizza, because it's not gonna be open for long. And y'all, we walked up to it, and they were closed for Easter Sunday. Ready? So y'all, we ordered pizza pie, and it was delivered to Urban Guy T.O.'s abode, and we had that. Chris came and joined us for cocktails, and y'all, then Granny and I had to head on back. We had to get all packed, because at 5 a.m. in the morning on Monday, Urban Guy T.O. and the Turniphead picked us up at the hotel and took us to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And it was a quick travel day coming back. The interesting thing about coming back was we went through U.S. Immigration and Customs, passport control and everything in Canada. So y'all, when we landed in Atlanta, we landed at a domestic terminal. We were not considered an international flight, I guess, because we had already been through passport control and through immigration. So y'all, we got off the plane and went and we had to change terminals. Y'all, of course, we got off the plane and Granny immediately had to go TT. Granny, the poor thing. Then we went to the terminal we were out, and y'all, Big Fatty was just about to shat himself. And y'all, I went into the toilet, and there was a line of about six people waiting for toilets. And I said, no. I said, we'll go to the next one down the concourse. Y'all went down to the next one down the concourse. There were four people waiting there. I said, oh, Lord. And y'all, I barely made it into a stall before the soft serve ice cream machine started to spin.
Granny, we do not need to hear that.
Of course, Granny got all cackled and cackly and everything that I had to wait to go to the toilet. So got back to Charleston, picked up our valises. Granny found his car. And y'all, he brought me back here to the villa, and I washed my clothes from the trip and contacted the hats and pretty much then I recorded the two I say Tuesday little show and y'all I just can't thank Turniped and Urban Guy T.O. enough y'all they were just a quintessential host for us y'all I listened to the new Underpants show and sure enough Big Fatty just kind of wouldn't shut the hell up. Big Fatty, no one's surprised by that. But y'all, it was just a lovely visit up there. Urban Guy T.O. kept worrying about the weather, but you know, you can't control the weather. And y'all, quite honestly, it was 85 degrees here in Charleston. They had severe rain and thunderstorms over last weekend. And so y'all, it washed the pollen away and everything. But so I didn't really miss anything by that. But y'all, it was just a lovely trip, and I can't thank them enough, and I know I speak for Granny when I say thank you for calling.
Somebody I like died.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. I brought the computer in to get old Vader to take a look at it, and y'all, he has pronounced it dead. He says there's just no way I can revive it. He tried, and I thank him greatly for trying to revive the computer. So y'all, right now I don't have a laptop to do little shows when I go out of town.
Well, Big Fatty, you're not going anywhere until May, and that's just weekend trips.
Well, I know, but anyway,
Big Fatty, are you asking for gift cards?
No, there would never be a whore like that. Big,
since when? Since when?
So y'all, I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do about getting me a new computer. Veda says I should get one of those, Air? Mac Airs or something like that. And y'all, as long as it'll recode the little show, I don't care what it is.
Yes, Big Fatty, you don't need it to see very much while you're on the road. So anyway,
y'all, that is the situation. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely April Fool's Day. And have a great weekend.
Big Fatty, I have a question. All right. Why was old Biba featured at the beginning of every little show?
Well, I'm glad you noticed that. Daniel Biba, for his celebration of exiting the birth canal, always acts to be featured at the beginning of every little show during his celebration of exit.
Big Fatty,
He's crazy. And Daniel, is there anything you'd like to say about being on the beginning of every little show this week?
He may be breaking the law by being too loud.
He could be.
Oh, Big Fatty, maybe you should turn the volume down. Turn it down.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.